The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Getting a travel day today, day off tomorrow, and then we got practice here in a couple of days. So once we show up to practice, we got to put some work in and keep our intensity up and fine-tune some things. And before we know our opponent, we still got work to do. So it'll be good, but it's a good break for the mind and for everybody just to get away from the game for a little bit and just, you know, do something else.
All right, there's Gabe Landeskog. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about 11 days off, getting away from hockey, getting your mind away from hockey, putting your mind onto something else? Do you like that kind of thought process as you're getting ready to play in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yes, I do. I think it's important to get away from, you know, give yourself a little bit of a break mentally. So, I mean, you know, it's nice to be able to do that. It's nice to be able to just kind of clear yourself, get your body right, and, you know, kind of set your jaw for the next challenge that you face. You don't know who you're going to play, so you're probably going to look a little bit. I don't know how hockey is. I think hockey looks more film of themselves than they do of their opponent. But you're going to study a little bit of your opponent, kind of see what you're up against, I think. You look at both opponents. But I think that's good. I just like to know what you're going to do to get away. Like when we had time off, when I played, I was always rehabbing something, so I never actually left Denver. A lot of guys went to Vegas for a couple of days.
Right. Or the beach.
Right. Hit Vegas.
Yeah.
Do a little gambling.
NFL players are very good at being able to take a small window of off
two
time
days and bolt.
Right.
But I don't know what a hockey player, do they stick around here? You know, do they play a little golf? Do they head to, Saskatchewan or, you know, where? I don't know what you do in Saskatchewan.
That's their away time.
Yeah.
They head to Manitoba.
Yeah,
or something
exactly
like that. Next on the Morning Brew.
After talking with everybody, I think they all have an amazing passion and want to be part of this league and they want to be part of a team. And I think that's something that's really beautiful. You know, they want to come to win and they want to do something great here. And so whoever it is, I think we're going to be very grateful.
The Star Wars music it resonates now on so many more levels.
Right.
George Lucas's wife is now involved in the ownership group.
Yeah.
So check this out. How about this little nugget that was passed along by our Broncos senior writer at DenverFan.com, Andrew Mason. The Broncos change head coach, quarterback, and owner in the same offseason. This has now happened just 3 times since the AFL-NFL merger. You probably, off the top of your head, can't remember who we're talking about, so I'll...
Well, okay, 3 times. Owner.
Well, this is the 3rd time. So what were the 2 previous times?
Okay, owner.
A team went into a season with a new owner, a new coach, and a new quarterback.
Well, it had to happen in 2018 when Dave Tepper took over the Carolina Panthers. Owner. They changed the coach? No, or was... No,
still no, Rivera was still there.
Okay,
nope.
Never mind.
Nope. It's, first of all, you had the 1989 Cowboys. Jarrah. Took over.
Right.
Jimmy took over. And Troy Aikman took over. They went 1-15.
Okay.
Now that's tried.
2008 Dolphins.
Okay.
If you can get
Shula left.
If you can get the coach and quarterback, I will be impressed. You don't have to get the owner, although maybe it was Stephen Ross. I don't know. But
Shula left.
If you
left.
Can get the coach and quarterback, right. I'll be impressed.
Shula left. Jimmy Johnson took over.
Not in 2008.
Shula left. Is that right? And the coach wasn't Jimmy?
No.
Coach was Wanstead.
Nope. Tony Sperano.
Oh.
Can you get the quarterback? You won't get the quarterback.
Jay Fiedler.
Nope, but not far off.
Oh, wait. Was it when the guy from the Jets, was it Chad Pennington?
Chad Pennington. Good job.
Okay, Chad Pennington.
So let's
hope. And the new owner, it wasn't Ross, was it?
I don't know, was it 2008? I'm not sure. But let's hope it's more the Dolphins who went 11-5 that year than the Cowboys who went 1-15. Next on the Morning Brew.
In the right field, a base hit. This will not score Walton. That'll go! Blackman overruns it, and this game is over.
Ah, oh, rare mistake by Charlie Blackman. As the Rockies lose. Put up another good fight, though.
Yeah.
Tell you what, they're showing little battle in San Francisco, a place they normally get their doors blown off. Mm-hmm. They've beaten the Giants once and took them to extra innings before losing 2-1 last night. And by the way, as much as people understandably want to bury the Rockies, same old Rockies, you know that they added a third wild card this year. Did you know that?
Yes.
Were you aware of that?
Yes.
So because they've added a third wild card, just about everybody can still say they have a shot. In fact, as bad as the Rockies have been, 24-32, they are only 6.5 games out of the final wild card spot.
So what you're telling me is all they have to do is fix the poor pitching that they've had and actually play defense, which has been really poor as well. At least we thought. Weren't we sold that they were going to be really good defensively? I think they probably have one of the worst defenses in. I mean, there you go. You just lost the game on a Charlie Blackman error.
But you ultimately know what will get them back into contention, right?
Oh, I do. Dude. When this guy comes back,
oh, man.
That's the worst bed in Ritz-Carlton history. That thing is.
Is he alive or dead? Did he sleep on a prison bed? I don't even care. Cashing checks in his underwear. near.
Yeah, when he comes back,
when
you're
he
right.
Comes back, oh, man.
Even by the door.
That back is going to be solid. Mm. Next on the Morning Brew.
It was not a factor. We played in front of rude people before. Dropping F-bombs with children in the crowd. Real classy. Good job, Boston.
Klay Thompson. So, Nugget fan, I don't know if you were watching the game last night, but at the end of it, you had to take a real perverse joy in the treatment that the Boston Celtics fans were giving Draymond Green. They feel about Draymond Green the same way you do. And so when Draymond Green fouled out, the whole crowd serenaded him with, "Not ref, you suck." Oh, no, 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 no. It was 18,000 strong chanting, "F you, Draymond."
Right.
And they weren't saying F you. So that's what Klay Thompson said. To which I got to tell you, Klay, listen, when you're 7 years old growing up there, you already got that language down.
Yeah, that's
you're not offended by it at all.
No, that's part of that's part of the culture. That's part of what makes it special.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're not. There are no sensitive ears back there. Trust
Come on,
me.
They're going to Harvard to beat up some smart kids when they go down there. I mean, what are you doing?
He put his pitchfork down and grabbed the sledgehammer and he said, "Hey, you want some of this?"
Tell the story about your son pitching in Philly.
He's I drove from ESPN. I was there, so I drove. He's warming up in the bullpen, and this father and son's got to be 7, 8 years old, just flipping him the bird and saying, "Hey, F you, Schlatter. Your wife, or your mother's a, you know, your mother's a, your sister's a whore, you know." On and on. And the late eight-year-old kid is screaming that with his, you know, with his middle finger flared out. And Daniel's like, "Really? You're 8. Like, you're 8. Hey." I love playing in Philly. Maybe I'm just weird. I thought it was funny.
Oh, so, yeah. And Draymond, for all his tough talk, was absolutely invisible last night. 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and he fouled out. So, and the crowd gave it to him. All right, I'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.